Minister Tsipi Livni. She has 6 weeks to broker a new coalition before new elections must be called. A Kadima party politician, Tsachi Hanegbi, said the situation would become clearer in the next few days.
We will be much more knowledgeable within 48 hours after the important meeting, a crucial one, between the elected Prime Minister, the Foreign Minister Livni, and the Minister of Defense, Barak. There, we will be much more aware of the interests and the whereabouts of the Labour Party.
The authorities in Georgia say a police officer has been shot dead near the breakaway region of Abkhazia. An Interior Ministry official said two others were injured when Abkhazian separatists opened fire on a police checkpoint near the village of Kurcha. Abkhazian officials denied there had been any shooting from their territory. The United States have claimed their first Ryder
afternoon. You're listening to Saint-Tropez, CITR 101.9 FM. The time is now 7 minutes past five, and let's just say I had public transport issues. Normally the show starts at five, but oh well, we still got lots of great Saint-Tropez stuff for you. I'm going to start things off with some old school Belle and Sebastian, maybe not so old school. It's actually from The Life Pursuit. This is a track called White Collar Boy from Belle and Sebastian from their album The Life Pursuit.
Sun and bread. What would she look like standing by the well? More like a woman and less like a girl. Oh, if I could make sense of it all, I wish that I could see. My everlasting song. What could I do to believe?
knowing everybody down the choir master. Usually a bastard knows her mother's sick, you'll be nice to her. She thinks that she shouldn't be there at all. Worries make everything else seem trivial.
Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Saint-Tropez. That was The Concretes with a song called Diana Ross from their album, self-titled album, that's what I meant to say, just called The Concretes. They're from Sweden, and they're pretty great. And Victoria Bergsman was the main singer from The Concretes, and a lot of people know her as the girl who sings on the Peter, Bjorn, and John song, the whistling song, the big hit, which I know that song a million times over, but the name of the song escapes me at the moment. Before that, we heard Saint Etienne from their album Tales from Turnpike House with a song called Slow Down at the Castle. Clientele before that, from their album Strange Geometry with a song called EMPTY. And Belle and Sebastian started things off with what I thought was White Collar Boy, but I actually played Act of Apostle. Gonna play some 60s stuff. I always gotta play a little bit of psychedelic 60s. And I was down in Seattle this weekend and I bought yet another installment of this series of psychedelic compilations that are compiled by Nick Salomon. He's the guy from Beavis Frond, or Bevis Frond, however you pronounce it. And it's a lot of really, really, really obscure stuff. Probably some of it taken off the original vinyl and acetates. And this is probably the best one of them all because the compilation is called Fairy Cakes for Tea, which is so twee, it's ridiculous. And it's so English. And so I thought I would play the song that they took the name of the compilation for. And it's by a band called Mike Quinn and the Breadcrumbs. So this is Fairy Cakes for Tea by Mike Quinn and the Breadcrumbs.
There you go with your newfound mister. Can't you see just what to choose? Now you're acting like a sister. I'll sit back and watch you. Never give her thoughts to me. While your daddy's talking business, you'll have fairy cakes for tea. You'll have fairy cakes for tea. Now you're wearing Balmain's latest. Underneath you're just the same. Tells his friends that you're the greatest. He's so wrong, it's such a shame. Ascot's waiting for you, darling. The royal enclosure's yours for free. Tell the maid to lay the table. You'll have fairy cakes for tea. You'll have fairy cakes for tea. We'll be right back.
can tell. Or perhaps a wishing well will tell her that it couldn't last for long.
La 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 la. quite rightly, come to me quietly now. You took me and picked me up off the floor when I wasn't worth a straw. I'll ego lightly. Now I know you are my salvation, my true inspiration. I'll ego lightly. From a weak insipid fool. I'll ego lightly. Talk to me, I need reassuring love. Only your enduring love. I'll ego lightly. Could you face my foolish grin through thick and through thin while we are together? Will you always be around in silent and sound to love me forever? Not true inspiration. I'll ego lightly. From a weak insipid fool. You made me feel the wonder of love. Every minute of the day, you get in my way. Can't stop thinking of you. I'll ego lightly. I love you quite rightly. Come to me quietly.
Yeah.
CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Saint-Tropez. That was The Mindbenders with Yellow Brick Road from the compilation With the Sun in My Eyes, also on the Psychic Circle label of compilations compiled by Nick Salomon from the Bevis Frond. I was playing stuff from both of them. One's called With the Sun in My Eyes, and one's called Fairy Cakes for Tea. And before that, we heard a band called Fluff, which I think is pretty amazing. I love that name, Fluff. From the Fairy Cakes for Tea compilation with a track called Holly Go Lightly. A band called The Fun and Games, actually, an American group from Texas, I believe, Houston, from the late 60s. And they have an album called Elephant Candy. And that was a song called The Grooviest Girl in the World. Very bubblegum, but that's quite all right. I really dig 60s bubblegum. I kind of grew up listening to a lot of bubblegum music, like the Monkees and stuff. So it's right up my alley. Before that, we heard Peter and Gordon from the Fairy Cakes for Tea compilation, I Feel Like Going Out. A bit of an acid rock number called Seen Through a Light by a band called The Moosh from the compilation With the Sun in My Eyes. And then Mike Quinn and the Breadcrumbs started things off with Fairy Cakes for Tea. So that was my little psychedelic lunch there for you. I just noticed that there's some new charlatans out, and you know, when you come across these old British bands, you think, do they still have it in them or should they retire? And I think they broke up for a while, or at the very least, they haven't done anything in ages. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and play something from, I guess, what is their new album. And there's a song called, I think this is called Oh Vanity. And this is from the Charlatans from a new album called You Cross My Path. And if it's really bad, don't hate me, but I have to play it because I used to love the Charlatans, and who knows, maybe I still do. So this is the Charlatans with Oh Vanity. We'll be right back.
vanity will keep me from insanity. This heart of mine would rather die than live a life for humanity. My friends are all like me and you. I can't tell them what to do. There's another world to see. Lie down with dogs and you get free. The Paris gave a hand to me. It felt like an eternity. Now as I feel I'm going up, it's like a drug, it's like a drug. Promise me, oh promise me, you said the one that's destiny. Promise me, oh promise me, you said the one that's destiny. The one last dance for me.
CITR 101.9 FM, you're listening to Saint-Tropez. I'm your host, Christine. That was The Stills from Canada. Wow, Canadian music getting played on my show. Every once in a while, it actually happens. That is an album called Oceans Will Rise, and the song is called Snow in California. And I think these guys are from, well, I want to say Montreal, but they could be from Toronto. And I kind of like them. I've always sort of liked them, and I quite like this album, Oceans Will Rise by The Stills. Before that, we heard The Charlatans, and I was taking, taking a chance on it because I hadn't actually listened to it, which is really weird because, you know, I'm a big Charlatans fan, and I have a lot of their albums, but I guess I sort of lost interest after the last few, and I was pretty impressed, actually. The album is called You Cross My Path, and it's been out since May this year, which I had no idea. And the song was called Oh Vanity, and yeah, it's good. It was pretty good. I'm almost finished here. In about 4 minutes, Heather is coming on and with Queer FM, so make sure you stay tuned for Queer FM. I'm going to end my show today with some old cut copy from their album Bright Like Neon Love. I think it came out in 2004, just because I play the other album far too much on this show. So I thought, well, I'll give it a break and play a little bit of older cut copy. But anyway, this is a track called Bright Neon Payphone. And yeah, I'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Thanks for tuning in. And well, that's about it, really. Yeah. I will see you in 2 weeks. Thanks.